We also like to have guests from the official opposition to the NDP to join us here, the Trending 55 hot seat. We're joined on the line right now by Sarah Hoffman. She is the NDP Shadow Minister for Health and also the MLA for Edmonton Glenorgus. First of all, Sarah, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Thrilled to be on.
Main thing we want to talk about here is, well, we're seeing a lot of changes to the healthcare system in Alberta, the restructuring, AHS being broken up into several different separate organizations. I guess, first of all, kind of your take on some of the what we're seeing around healthcare in the province right now.
I think most patients, the problem is that they can't get in to see a doctor. And hiring a bunch of new CEOs and setting up a bunch more boards isn't the kind of thing that most Albertans, I think, care about or are looking to for solutions. I think they're hoping that when they call the doctor's office, somebody answers the phone and makes an appointment for them. And this government's done nothing to make family doctors want to stay in the province. And we've seen a lot of chaos and a lot of turmoil and many leaving or retiring or going into other types of medical work instead of family medicine. So it's that's probably the biggest pressure that I'm hearing from most people across Alberta.
And what we've been seeing lately is there's been a lot of talks with the different medical professions out there about trying to get different compensation agreements for doctors out there. What have you kind of been some of your thoughts on what's been happening around some of those?
Yeah, about a year ago, the government and the Alberta Medical Association sat down at the table an acknowledgement that there was a problem with the current model. A lot of doctors were leaving the province or retiring early, and they did negotiate a new compensation model. And in the spring, the premier went and met with the doctors and said that it should be signed in a couple of weeks. Well, here we are about 7 months later, and the government keeps making excuses for why they haven't moved forward on it. And it's just who's really paying the price are those patients who are seeing their doctors leave. There were two doctors in Lethbridge recently who wrote a letter saying that they love living there. They think Alberta is a great place to live, but it's not a good place to practice medicine, and they're out. And that means that in a city where almost half of the people live there don't have a family doctor, now there's thousands more who don't. So it's really stalling and delaying on this and then doing announcements about hiring new CEOs and new boards. That's not fixing the problem. Danielle Smith promised that she'd fix it, and I think she said 90 days after she became premier, and it's gotten a lot worse in the last 2 years.
Another big issue we're seeing in a number of spots around the province is emergency rooms being closed because of a lack of doctors. I know up here in the Peace region, a few different communities, Fairview most notably, have been affected by a lot of them over the past, I want to say, over a year or so now. So what do you think is going to be needed to try and help with some of those problems there?
Yeah, signing a new contract with doctors to make sure that they actually feel respected, that when they when the province agrees to something, that they follow through on it, making sure that they can afford to stay and run their practice and work in the emergency department. I'm seeing many of them where there's just, you know, one or two doctors in town, and if they need to take a day off, which we all need to, that means that they close the emergency department. That's not okay. They can't find enough locums to come in and cover. So I know the government will throw out a bunch of numbers and say that things are great, but for patients who show up at the emergency department, see it's closed, or who call their doctor's office and can't get an appointment, we know the truth. There is chaos in this province right now in healthcare, and we deserve a government that believes in public healthcare and is committed to making sure that it's supported and strong.
And as you mentioned already, it's definitely a lot of people having troubles getting family doctors. But even then, we've seen come out recently that, you try to get referred to a specialist for something, but there's been also been some delays happening on that. And it's just this kind of another symptom, if you will, of some of the healthcare issues we've been seeing around the province?
Absolutely. They are a lot of people who are feeling overwhelmed in the healthcare system. The government prioritized opening up these private surgical centers, which means that we've lost anesthesiologists and surgeons and nurses to those centers. And we see a lot of emergency or operating rooms, rather, throughout the province that aren't able to staff themselves and work at full capacity. So, instead of prioritizing building private surgical centers for, UCP friends and insiders, I think most Albertans wish that the government would just make sure that their hospital was open, that there were enough people working there, that if they had an emergency, if they showed up or if they needed surgery, that it could be done as close to home as possible. And that definitely hasn't been the priority for the current government.
And finally, whenever we have guests here at the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we always like to throw in a little personal question to kind of show that the politicians are people too. Of course, we are coming up on Halloween. This is when a lot of people like to, if they got a bit of a sweet tooth, engage in some of their particular favorite candies. What about with you? Do you have a bit of a sweet tooth? And if so, what's your go-to Halloween candy?
You know, I love Halloween, and last year I had 300 kids hit my house for trick-or-treating, so I try to make sure there's a good variety of stuff for them. If there's something left over at the end, I'll definitely eat a Coffee Crisp or something like that. But and I always have a goofy thing, too, for the kids. They spin a prize wheel and see what they get. And this year I'm going to throw a potato on there. And it's just a lot of fun. I really enjoy I enjoy the season. I enjoy kids coming by with their families and getting a chance to chat on the doorstep. It's a little bit different than when you run into a politician in another situation. So it's always lots of fun, and I look forward to seeing the kids. And I will probably eat, if there is a Coffee Crisp left at the end of the night, I'll have one.
Definitely get us in the mood for that as well. Sarah Hoffman, the NDP's Shadow Minister for Health and the MLA for Edmonton-Glenora, thanks for joining us here today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on.